Well, happy Halloween, everybody.
Hey.
How are you? Who do you think we're dressed as? I think you're definitely dressed as Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I think that you are dressed as a chicken.
Macaque. What can I say? Who are you actually?
I am actually Sally from the Nightmare Before Christmas.
And I'm Dr. Robotnik, also known as the Eggman from the Sonic series. Because a little known fact about me, I am a very big Sonic kid. I've always been, so when I was in elementary school, I was in a Sonic the Hedgehog fan club. It was just me and some kids on the playground, and we would run around and pretend we were Sonic characters.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so, and I had the Sonic action figures, and I would take them to school with me. I had Knuckles, I had Tails, I had Sonic, and my sister had Shadow, but she didn't want him after all, so then I got Shadow.
Oh, okay, you acquired Shadow.
And they never had a Silver the Hedgehog one, to my knowledge. So, fun fact, Silver the Hedgehog is my favorite Sonic character.
Mm-hmm.
Who's yours?
I would say Shadow.
Okay.
He's always been the bad boy. I've loved him.
Yeah. Well, that's so fair. You're so shadow-coded, though.
Like, I really am.
Your color palette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shadow is me.
Absolutely.
He always intrigued me as a child, and I went, I love him.
You said, that's my man.
Yeah, that's my man.
That's
my hedgehog.
Silver and Knuckles, but specifically Knuckles when he's as a cowboy from the Sonic OVA from 1998, I believe. So, I made you watch it. Remember that?
Yeah.
Fell asleep.
I know.
Yeah. Great, great. Love that one.
It's
love
great.
That movie. I also have a Chaos Emerald, the green one, because I thought that went better with the fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have goggles. They're coming, but they didn't show up in time for the Halloween episode because we're filming this.
We're pre-filming this.
Pre-filming
this is not
this.
Actually Halloween night that we're posting this. You
well,
know.
It will hopefully be Halloween around when we post
that. We're recording this, I mean.
Yeah.
We have fun things to do on Halloween.
Yeah, I'm going to be busy. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm wearing this outfit to HHN in Disney, or not Disneyland, California. It's not the state of Disneyland. It's the state of California. I'll be in Cali with this fit. So nobody knows what this final fit looks like except for you.
Mm-hmm. And I currently. Feel so honored.
Yeah. And I love your fit. Where'd you get it from?
Thank you so much. I made it.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. You did? It's really good. I thought you bought it.
No, I made this.
Oh. I think it's phenomenal.
I made it
like you bought it.
2 years ago. I wore it to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party 2 years ago.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I was so shocked. I
you took had to put the glasses. You turned off your glasses.
Wow.
Yeah, no, I made this.
You're so talented.
Oh, thank you so much.
I love all the things you make.
Aw,
you
thanks.
Eat down.
I do try my best.
Well, you make it look effortless. Quite frankly. Wow. Like, even your stitching is, like, really good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used a zigzag stitch, for anybody wondering. It's
oh, yeah.
A,
give us the rundown.
It's a stretchy fabric.
Okay.
So, I bought it from Joann's Fabrics, and it's really stretchy and comfortable and nice, and I used a zigzag fabric because that's the... Or zigzag stitch because that's the type of stitch that you use on stretchy fabric so that it can stretch. And, yeah, I modeled it after myself. I didn't use a pattern or anything. I kind of just, like, looked at it, and I said, that should fit me. And a lot of trial and error, like, trying it on. Okay, I need to make this tighter. I need to make this looser. And then I eventually made it, and it's really nice.
Wow. I think, I mean, it looks great on you. Like,
thank you.
Yeah, it eats.
Thank you.
Where are you going to wear it this year?
Dude, I don't know.
Okay. Well, if any of you are friends and watching this, we could use a Halloween party.
Well, we'll be at a Halloween party.
We will?
I guess. I'm manifesting that we're going to go to
we'll
a Halloween,
be at a Halloween party.
We're going to be at a Halloween party because this is being posted on Halloween or like
oh,
around
yeah.
it.
Okay, so,
so
to our friends out there, if you guys didn't invite us to your Halloween parties, what's up with that?
Yeah.
I thought
we were cool.
I thought we were chill. I thought we can hang.
Right.
Why didn't you invite us?
We look like a duo that can hang.
We can definitely hang. Past 11 p.m., though, it gets a little dicey. But
ooh.
From, like, 7 to 10:30, we can totally hang.
I think we're safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you guys didn't invite us and I found out about it,
boo.
Count your days. I'll remember this next year when I have a mansion and you're not allowed to come.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you want to read our co-stars?
Yeah.
And you can do that first because I'm wearing gloves, so it's going to take me forever to unlock my phone. I'm just going to take off the
gloves. Do you need help? Okay. You're going to...
The gloves are off, everybody.
Aw, mine's really cute today.
Oh, I'm scared. Let's see.
Oh. Mine says, you are a little soul carrying a body around.
Aww.
That's really cute.
I like that. Okay.
All right. So my do's are fanny pack, light jacket, rearrange room. Don't, repetition, montages, or nod off.
Oh. And what's your paragraph say?
Oh, my paragraph. Okay. It's loading. Okay. You have the ability to take a step back and see the bigger picture today. There's no better cure for frustration than perspective. You can trust what you see. It can be hard to stick things through when you have to finish things. You're not a bad person for having trouble with follow-through. Do what you say you're going to do. The broader focus of your life during this time is to balance your duties and your desire to transform so that you can set yourself on the path towards fast and unrestrained growth. If you let your imagination run wild, it will infect every crack and crevice inside of you.
Tea.
Tea.
That's very tea.
Yeah. What about yours?
I take my glasses off. I feel old. It's like, because it's
let me just put those
nighttime,
down.
So it's dark in here. Let yourself fluctuate. Do. Moonlight. Walks on the beach. Bare feet. Don't. Bad habits. Seclusion. And bartering.
Ooh.
Today you are feeling irritated. Instead of being a gossip monger, try looking at it and sitting with all of your feelings. Telling half-truths only reveals your inability to just be real.
Whoa.
I'd be real today. I was 7 hours late, but
yeah,
I'd be
you
real.
Were late on the be real. So that's telling something. That's crazy.
This month, oh, you're going to like this. This month, you have to decide between comfort and shaking things up. You're at your worst when you resist change in your relationships. Question and adjust how you're approaching situations relating to sex and power. That, I don't like that. That's tea. Your main challenge right now is to accept that sometimes things break down and have to be rebuilt. Egomania always conceals deeper structural issues. People who are doing well don't brag about it.
Uh-oh.
Do I brag about it?
No.
I'm not braggadocious, a word I do love.
You're not braggadocious.
I'm not. Hashtag braggadocious. I still can't get over, what was last week's? A tender soul yearning to be loved?
Yeah, something like that. That's crazy.
That one's been echoing in my brain.
Oh my god, it's stuck with you.
It's, damn. They kind of got me with that one.
They ate that up.
Yeah. Well, okay. Speaking of last week.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk about that topic that I teased a little bit and you said wait for next week?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Okay. So, when Sam and I were figuring out, like, podcast, like, what's our podcast going to be about that we still haven't named? What are we going to talk about? Like, I don't know. And then I started thinking of random questions. I was just, like, at work and I was bored and I was like, questions to ask. So I thought of this one. Which of the deadly sins, which one are you, do you think you are most ruled over? Like, which one are...
Which one
rules you?
Yeah.
Which one do you think you are most ruled by? And what did you say?
We came to the conclusion that mine was lust.
But originally you thought it was anger, and I want to know why.
I don't know. Sometimes I can get real angry.
Mm-hmm.
When I think of anger and me, I think of how people tell me that I have road rage.
Yeah, but that's, like, justified.
No, I know. But, like, I don't really get angry very much. But I feel like I looked at the other seven deadly sins, and, like, I was just like, I don't really know. But then... You brought up lust, and I was like, okay, that could be something. Yeah. I'm a lover girl.
You absolutely are a lover. And I feel like lust doesn't just mean like sex.
Mm-hmm.
You have such a strong lust for life and experiencing and to capture moments. Like, for me, it's not about just sex with lust. Like, for you, I feel like you just have a lust for living and being and doing.
Exactly.
That's why I think you would be lust.
And that's why you are the deep thinker in this friendship here.
Am I?
Because, yes, you are. Because you think about these topics to ponder over.
I just
and to be
thinking
like, ooh.
Constantly.
And go ahead. Keep going.
No, what are you Googling?
I'm Googling what the seven deadly sins are in case anybody does not.
Oh, yes. Let's listen
does
off.
Not know.
I'm going to can I do by memory really quick?
Yes. Okay.
Sloth, lust, anger, gluttony, Greed. I don't know the other two. Wrath? I already said that.
Yeah. So, why are there so many numbers? Pride, greed, lust, envy, or gluttony, wrath, and sloth. Hmm. There are also seven heavenly virtues.
Oh, do tell.
The virtues are humility, charity, chastity, gratitude, temperance, patience, and diligence.
Mm, which one do you think you are?
Gratitude.
I think I'm patience.
You are very patient.
Yeah. Well, going back a little bit. So my deadly sin, I think, is wrath. Even though you disagreed with that, right?
I don't see you as a very wrathful person.
I think it's because deep down I am an angry person.
Mm-hmm.
Deep down I feel so much rage. But the thing is, for me, I see people who jump to anger first, I see that as weakness.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I know I'm an angry person deep down.
Right.
But I do everything in my power to not be angry.
Exactly. You have the strength to be like, okay, mm-hmm. I am angry. I'm going to not project that.
Yeah. The way I've always viewed myself is I walk through life with my fists clenched.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm always just like, I walk with my hand in a fist. I don't know why. I've noticed that if you ever see me walk around, usually my hand's like in a fist.
You're like that Arthur meme.
Yeah, I'm constantly just angry. No, I don't know. Like, I've always just been very, and like, for example, the running joke in my family is that I am my mother's daughter. I will hold a grudge until I am dead.
Mm-hmm.
If you wrong me, I will tell everybody about it. And I'll never forget it. I'll move on, but I won't forget it.
Right.
So I've always been so angry. But it's just like, as I've gotten older, I've learned how to not be an angry person. Mm-hmm. I've learned to, you know, not to sound like a Bible person, the temptation to be angry, I try to do everything in my power to not be angry.
Yeah.
But you've seen me angry. You've heard voice memos. You see how angry I can get.
Yeah. Last week's episode, I'm just thinking about it, where you were...
Screaming at the camera.
Oh my god,
like,
yeah,
a belligerent woman.
That's that.
That's the anger. That's mm-hmm. me being, because I was wronged.
Yeah.
I was a woman scorned. I still love that sentence, a woman scorned.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very angry. And, you know.
And so, yeah, wrath does make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my vibe is. I also have an Aries moon. I don't know if that attributes to it.
Don't know. Don't ask me.
Because I think... did we talk about this last week? Your rising is how you are... How you come off first, like, to people. Mm-hmm. Your moon is how you are deep down. And then your sun is when you are friends with people.
Mm.
I could be very wrong on that. I don't know. But I can't Google it because I have gloves on.
Because you have gloves.
So I don't know.
We should have printed out some, like, papers and been like, okay, here... I don't know about the astrology.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what I mean? With my files. And
right, exactly. Now let me look through the records here.
So, and then it's just like paper sounds in the microphone.
Mm-hmm. ASMR.
ASMR paper.
ASMR.
But no, so I feel like I'm definitely... And then because patience is my virtue, I feel like because I've learned to be patient,
mm-hmm.
period. I always get that a lot from people. They're like, thank you for being so patient. You're so patient. And I'm like, bro, I was just chilling.
Right.
I wasn't even thinking about it.
No sweat off my back. I'm just here.
Because when stuff happens, like, for example, we're at a ride and it breaks down.
Okay.
All right, I guess I keep talking to the people I like hanging out with, so whatever.
Right.
That's fine.
It's not that bad.
Unless it's like an hour and I'm like, my phone is, I've run out of things to do on my phone. Then I get antsy.
Right.
But it takes me an hour to get there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. So yeah, I think that's something to think about. Leave down, you know, leave in the comments down below what let's see. What's your seven deadly sin that rules you?
Yeah.
Or what is the one? That's such a hard sentence for me to say.
Which one of the seven deadly sins are you most like?
Yeah, and then what's your heavenly virtue?
Mm-hmm.
Leave in the comments down below. I still got it. I don't know. Leave comment down.
Leave check. Comment down.
Comment kay? Down check. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Leave it.
Yep.
Comment, leave
type.
It. Type.
Say.
Thoughts? Question mark? Opinion?
Comments? Concerns?
QA? Q/A?
What?
Huh?
Huh?
Oh my god, dude. Do you have any like hot podcast questions to ask?
No, that's what I said. You're the thinker.
Is that my job?
Like, I literally just vibe. I'm here. I don't know. That's one thing about me. I'm not really a question asker unless, like, I don't know. Because there are some times where I do ask so many questions. Like, when I was being trained for something at work, I was asking my trainer all day long, hey, what about this? 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 Usually, I'm not a question asker like that, but I've evolved into that. But
Detective Fierce is on the case.
100%. But when it comes to, like, deep thoughts, I don't think about questions. I feel like when I'm thinking deeply, I just think about my past and how much I've evolved. Like, I introspect versus, like, going out there searching for new questions.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
What's your biggest thing that you look back on for growth? Like, what is your way of marking, like, I feel like I've grown? How do you...
Ooh, there's a lot of things. I was just talking about this recently with somebody at work, how when I started, like, when I moved down here in Florida, I was so shy. Mm-hmm. Like, I was just this little baby, and
you looked like a little baby.
I didn't speak. I was just, like, there, chilling. I didn't really have a personality yet at work.
You're still cooking.
I was still cooking.
Your Honor, my client was cooking.
And to see the growth, like, almost 2 years later is insane. Like, I'm a completely different person now. If I went back home and I saw people from high school, I would not be the same.
Really?
You know what I mean? Like, they would be like,
noticeably different?
Who is this? Mm-hmm. My personality.
Woman.
Oh, my gosh.
This big loud Dominican girl.
That's me.
Yeah.
Like, that's in one way, that's how I see my growth. Like, I feel like even physically, I've changed.
Your face,
like,
got snatched.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I look at myself and I'm like, oh my God, that's me? What is this?
I see photos of you from, like, when you show me photos, I go, who is that little baby?
Who is that,
now,
right?
Like, you said, shh.
That 100%.
Yeah, your jawline just, it hits me in the face
every
day.
I've always wanted to have, like, a nice jawline.
It was there.
It just makes me so happy.
It was like, it's like how when people, like, have pieces of marble. The art's in there. You just have to find it. You found it.
I found it.
You found it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So that I look to the beginning of January last year, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I look to that for the personal growth. And then to see everything that has occurred in my life since then, like the leaps that I've taken, like, emotionally and everything, I'm a completely different person, and I love the person that I am turning out to be. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think it's a negative trend. I think it's a positive trend.
You know what I mean?
And you helped bring out some of that in me,
which is crazy. I didn't think I had such an impact.
You do. You have a very big impact.
Yeah, well, because I feel like in the same sense you've helped me. Like, we've talked about this before, how you helped me become more feminine or whatever, but you helped me be more like, I'll be in a room full of people, be dead silent, I'll just turn at someone, I'll go, so how are you today? I just start yapping at bitches.
Yeah.
That's what you've inspired me to do. Because it's so funny to just be like, and you just turn at someone and go, so how are you? Because they're like, this weird woman is talking to me. I'm intrigued. But no, you've definitely helped me be more like, how's your day? Hey, everybody. Because you walk in a room and you go, so how's everybody doing today? And everyone's like, oh, you know, I've been pretty good. And I just kind of like, I would just like lurk into a room. Quietly slink in. I still do that now.
I feel like I do that too. I just slink in.
Yeah, but like everyone sees you and they go, who's that beautiful girl?
No, they do not.
They do. Absolutely they do.
No.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
You're like, who's that mysterious woman with the blonde in her hair?
Ooh, two-tone hair.
Oh my God, she's unique. She's different. She's quirky.
You see this hat? I'm weird.
No,
No, but when you walk into a room, I don't know if I've said this. I know I've said this to you so many times personally. I don't know if I've said this on the podcast. I'm pretty sure I have. But, like, when you walk into a room, people flock to you. It's so funny to see. Like, you just walk in and everybody, like, they just go, oh, squirrel, you know, and they just go to you.
Yeah, squirrel.
You are a squirrel.
You know what I'm, squirrel?
Ooh.
No.
Everybody just loves to talk to you, and you just have so much to yap about.
I just be yapping. For example, I go up to random coworkers and I go, So, like, if you were, like, a deadly sin, which one would you be?
And, literally.
Like, what's this bitch talking about?
Like, what's happening?
Know. I must intrude in the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean...
Compliments.
I don't know how to deal with that. I'm gonna pet my Chaos Emerald.
Okay. Hey, Chaos Emerald. How you doing?
Yeah. Did I tell you, jumping back, way back, ooh, I used to read Sonic comics.
Really?
Yeah. I collected them. And I would read them. I'd go to Books A Million.
Okay.
And I would, or I think it was called Borders at the time.
Oh, I remember Borders. Yeah.
Because it became BAM. It got bought out by
Books A Million. Oh, okay.
I think. Don't quote me on that. Oh. Even I spread misinformation on the internet. No, so it used to be Borders, and I would go and I'd get a Sonic comic like once every 2 weeks.
That's so cute.
And that was like my thing.
Aww.
Yeah. I remember I'd read about them, and, like, my sister and I would, like, read them together.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole thing.
Oh, my sister, she would never read a Sonic comic in her life. If I ever came home with a Sonic comic, number one, my parents probably wouldn't let me buy a comic book. Number two, my sister would look at me and be like, what are you doing? Like, you're so weird.
Reading a Sonic comic, duh.
Yeah, no, I didn't have the confidence as a kid to be like, okay, I like what I like. Whatever. I'm such a nerdy kid. I'm very
embrace it.
Detailed. When I was younger, going on a different topic, but like same, my special thing was Bratz dolls. I loved having all the Bratz dolls.
Yeah.
I knew all of their names. I gave them all backstories. But like they weren't canon to the Bratz doll. It was just like whatever I was playing at the time.
Canon. Your
lore. Yeah, exactly. I had the Bratz games, like the GameCube games. Or the
really?
GameCube game. The Rock Angels one. Oh my god, that was my favorite game.
Okay.
At all.
Ever?
Ever.
So they remaster it.
Oh my god,
so
they should. They did come up with a Bratz game for the Nintendo Switch, and apparently it was really bad. So I didn't buy it.
Ouch, you hate to see it.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, so I was the same way.
Yeah.
With Barbie games.
Oh.
There was a Barbie horse one, and then there was the Barbie online.
Mm.
I remember when I was little. I have a memory of being little enough that I didn't know how to spell Barbie.
Mm.
So my dad had to write it on a sticky note and put
oh.
it on the computer so I could spell Barbie.
That's so cute.
And I would play, like, they had, like, a little pet shop kind of one. And then they had the one with the golden retriever
mm-hmm.
and the cat and the horse. You could decorate them. They had, like, a Malibu decorate one. And then the nail painting game.
Oh, my God.
I loved Barbie.com. I wish they would do, like, a retro month and they would bring it back.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like that would be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Barbie retro, go play the... Or, did you ever play GirlsGoGames.com?
No, I didn't.
I was addicted to that, and I definitely got some viruses on my computer from playing Girls Go Games.
Oh, probably.
Absolutely, I did. Like, not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We've just been gamers.
Gamers. Always. I used to play the Polly Pocket online games. It was like PollyPocket.com or whatever.
Okay.
I loved it so much. There was one game where like you could dress her up and like you had all the clothes options. I was like, oh my god, I love this outfit.
Yeah.
I love this outfit. And I remember I had a bunch of Polly Pockets as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the coolest ones were the ones and it was like magnetic. So you took the Polly Pocket.
Was it like a flat doll?
No, like no. It was a regular doll.
Okay.
And
it was magnetic?
Yeah, it was magnetic. So you magnetized the clothes onto her. So there was a back and a front.
Right.
And then you put on this special like wig or like it was just her blonde hair, but it was just the base part. And then you could magnetize like ponytails or pigtails onto her.
That's cool.
And it was so cool. She was my favorite Polly Pocket. I probably still have her somewhere.
You should go find her.
I should.
I used to have the Polly Pockets in the clothes.
I never
ones.
Had those.
I had them because my aunt gave them away.
Oh.
And so I would play with them. I see those like vintage like videos and they're like
uh-huh.
Polly Pocket and I'm like, oh my god, I had those. And I still have. I have a Polly Pocket car.
Okay.
It's hot pink. You press a button, it becomes a limo.
Oh my god.
And it played the most banging song. Ever. I still have it because I loved the song. Like, you'd press the button and it would go like, ooh, yeah. It was so
uh-huh.
good. I think about it. Sometimes I'll be at work and that song plays in my head.
Oh my god.
It.
Yeah, you have to find it.
Same with, I have this one thing from my childhood. I have, so I was a big My Little Pony girl, mm-hmm. but not Twilight Sparkle. The previous gen, Gen 3.
Yeah.
I think Gen 3. I think that's how they rank. Because I think okay. Gen 4 is Twilight and the gang.
Okay.
So I had Gen 3. And there was this little, like, spinning carousel mm-hmm. thing. So it was, like, it was travel.
Yeah.
But it was, like, you were at, like a ball. Or, like, mm-hmm. a little, like, it's, like, a ballet dance party. And so some of the horses had magnets on their hooves.
Yeah.
And you'd put them in so they would stick to the thing and they would spin.
Oh.
Music was banging. Music was so good. Sometimes I would be in my little playroom and I would have it open. And I would just be hitting the button so the music would play as I was playing with my other toys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was obsessed.
Ooh.
And I still have it because I thought the music was so good.
So you love things with good music.
Absolutely.
To
this day, I still like
things 100%. With good
music. But no, so at work, sometimes I'll think about those toys and the music will get stuck in my head. And I'm like, my little pony. Like, it was like banging.
I love that.
I need to, I don't know where they are right now. Mm-hmm. They're probably at home in Vegas.
I don't think they're here.
They're definitely not here. Also, do you have a bucket of Little's Pet Shop?
I do.
Do you ever think about selling them?
No.
Do you ever see how much they go for online?
Yes.
It's crossed my mind a few times.
Hey, if you're in a pinch and you don't care about losing them, go ahead.
Like, I have the turtle one. That's mm-hmm. I've told you
yeah, this. Yeah, you told me about the turtle.
I have a green Little's Pet Shop turtle. I've had it. It was my first Little's Pet Shop. And it has sat on every single desk I've ever had. My college dorm desk, it sat in my childhood desk, my middle school, all the desks I've ever worked on that were my desks, he has sat there and watched me grow up.
And that's so cute.
He's on my desk right now in there.
That's so cute.
He watched me burn my finger.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did I ever address that on here?
I don't think so.
I gave myself a superficial second degree burn on this finger because I do wax stamp for fun. This is a real quick summary. And it fell off the burner, and I grabbed it, and I put my finger in the wax, and then I burned myself really bad. I had to go to the urgent care.
Mm-hmm. And get it wrapped up.
Yep, and sliced open. Mm-hmm. TMI.
Ugh.
But no. And yes. So he watched me do that.
That's so cute.
And that's my homie. Does he have a name? He's never had a name.
Good.
I've never named him. He's just the little pet shop turtle.
Yeah, that's his name.
And if I asked my parents about it, they'd probably know exactly who I'm talking about.
That's so cute.
Because he has always existed.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any there. Toys like that? Where it's like, if you ask your parents about them, they would know exactly who you're talking about?
Probably some of my Bratz dolls. Okay. My favorite Bratz doll ever, her name is Roxy. She, you know how I love twins, right?
Oh,
and,
uh-huh.
And
are they the opposite color ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and also there's another topic about twins that I want to get to after this, and then a different topic, but... yeah, so I love twins. I love that Hello Kitty has a twin and her name is Mimi. Mm-hmm. And I love Mimi because she's Hello Kitty twins. Exactly. Yeah. Like, she's the lesser known twin. But anyway, so Bratz, they have these like twin collections. And so they have Phoebe and Roxy. Mm-hmm. And their nicknames are Sugar and Spice. Okay. Because like all the Bratz dolls have like their nickname. Right. So like Chloe is Angel. I think Sasha's Bunny Boo. You know, things like that.
Yeah.
And so Sugar and Spice, Phoebe and Roxy. I loved Roxy because she was, like, the more emo one. And it's so funny going back to, like, me being shadow-coded because her colors are red and black. She has, like, dark red hair, and then she has black, like, highlights almost.
Okay, that
is. And, like, dark red lipstick, and then she has a beauty mark as well. And she was just, like, emo girl. And I was like, she's my favorite because I've always wanted to be her. And I'm like...
She for Halloween.
Don't even give me that idea. That would be so cool.
That would eat down.
And in the set that they have, like, these off-the-shoulder crop tops. Mm-hmm. And they're, like one has the left, it's, like, a long sleeve off the shoulder. One has the sleeve on the left. One has the sleeve on the right. And it's, like, Phoebe's is pink and black striped. And then Roxy's is red and black striped, and it's like so cool. They're just the same but different.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love it so much. So that's my lore about I love twins. Roxy is my favorite. So if I ask my mom, like, hey, where is Roxy, she's gonna know who Roxy is.
I love it. And Roxy, you know who Phoebe is?
No, probably not. Oh, okay. Phoebe was unimportant to me, but oh. Roxy also was like part of the Rock Angels, the Bratz Rock Angels, the band.
Oh.
And I had the GameCube game. So like she was part of it, and I was like, oh my god, you're so cool.
Yeah.
Also, funny thing now that I'm speaking about this, in the Rock Angels game, you go on tour and you go to London and you go to Paris.
That's so you.
And it's so me.
You are just Roxy.
Like, I'm, oh my God, I'm Roxy.
You're Roxy.
Oh my God, I'm Roxy. That's crazy.
You're so her.
Yeah, I love her. I'm like crying, I love her. No, I'm not crying. But, anyway. So back to twins. So we were talking about Polly Pocket, and my favorite thing for Polly Pocket, I don't know where I got this DVD. It was a movie, and it was Polly, and like her parents owned some like giant hotel or something.
Oh.
And like her and her friends were there, blah, blah, blah. And Polly's like, my cousin from England is arriving. And she's like, my cousin from England is here. And so her cousin from England flies in like on a helicopter with her butler. And she's like, hi, guys. And she hangs out with Polly, but she looks exactly like Polly.
Is she brunette?
No.
Oh.
Well, she kind of.
Are they like school
And she
uniforms?
Has like a school. Yeah, yeah.
I know exactly what you're
Oh, my God.
About.
Yeah, yeah.
I had that movie on CD.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's the same thing. And I had the
and
doll, too.
And her car turned into a helicopter.
Maybe.
Because they were in traffic once. They're like, we're not going to make
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I loved it because they looked the same,
uh-huh.
but they were a little bit different. And then I think there was some point in the movie where they had to do a switcheroo.
Yes.
She was like, you have to be me. And yeah. she's like, I don't know how to be you.
I don't know how to play the
like,
band.
Exactly. Yeah. So I loved that they could do the switcheroo because they looked exactly
so
the same.
So you love Princess and the Pauper.
Oh my God, I loved Princess and the Pauper.
Didn't we have a whole conversation about how we should be them for Halloween?
Yeah.
And you would be...
I would be Erica.
Yeah.
The seamstress.
Yeah.
I'm literally Erica.
And I'm the other... What's her name?
Annalise.
Annalise, that's me.
Yeah. I'm just like you. You're
yeah.
just like me.
It's literally.
Yeah.
That's something anyone can see.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I feel like if you didn't have dark hair, they'd think you're the same person.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
But
we look so alike.
But in the Pocket universe, I think we could get away with it.
I think so. We could just turn our car into the helicopter and just fly away.
I remember that scene because I was like, I want a helicopter car. And the butler was driving.
Yeah.
And I was like, I want that life.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So that was my favorite. I think a few years ago, I think I looked it up on YouTube. Like, you can watch the movie. I don't know what it's called, but, like, just for nostalgia reasons. I was like,
Wasn't
I want
like
to
rock
watch.
Rock in School or something?
I don't know. Ask me. I don't know.
I see it so vividly in my mind.
But, yeah, I had the doll, the Polly Pocket of the British cousin, and I'm pretty sure she had, like, real hair. She didn't have plastic hair.
Oh.
And I was like, ooh, fancy. But another topic, since we are on the Halloween episode,
oh, yes.
Ghost stories. So I want to tell you mine first because you were talking about things with cool music.
Uh-huh.
So I had a Disney castle playset and you opened it up. It was Cinderella's castle and like there was like different rooms mm-hmm. and you had the fairy godmother's wand and it was magnetic and you put it on like one of the stars in one of the rooms and it would play some music.
I feel like I've never seen a commercial for this.
Yeah, there was like a ballroom in the middle and so it would play like whatever. So I, as a kid, loved this thing, but I also used it as decoration because my room was like princessy, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents put it on the very, very, very top shelf in my room. Like, I could not reach this to save my life. Whenever I wanted to play with it, I had to get my parents to help me. There was one night, I woke up at, like, 2 in the morning. The castle music was going off.
Hmm.
And you could only play the music if you touched the fairy godmother's wand
mm-hmm.
on the magnet. And I wake up. And I'm like, what is this? And then I recognize that it's the castle. And I scream. I go, oh, my God. And I run into my parents' room. I go, oh, my room is haunted. Oh, my God. And so my parents go into my room and they hear the music. They're like, oh, my God, why is it doing that? And so we get it down and it's still playing the music. And then there must have been an off button or whatever. My mm-hmm. parents took out the batteries and then it stopped. But I refused to play with it. It went down in the basement.
Because you thought it was haunted.
Because I thought it was haunted.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have
I said, I'm not playing
ghost?
It. Yes.
You have?
Yeah.
When?
Out of the corner of my eye.
Oh.
So I was, I'm convinced that my grandma's house is haunted. We're all convinced that it's haunted.
Okay.
Even though they were like the only owners of the house. It's not mm-hmm. like anybody died in there or whatever. But my cousins used to torture us with ghost stories as a kid. Like my older cousins.
Of course. That's what they're there for.
Trauma. Anyway, so
Trauma.
But anyway, I think I was probably like 17 at this time. Mm-hmm. I was home alone. I was in the dining room looking outside to the street, and I see out of the corner of my eye somebody walking down the hallway. I was home alone, and I look. Nobody's there. But I vividly saw somebody out of the corner of my eye walking. It was a man. And I don't know. That's all I could, like, I could tell that it was a man.
Interesting.
And I looked. No, nothing. Or, oh my gosh, the one time I was, so upstairs, I have my room, a hallway, and then my mom's room. Mm-hmm. I was in my room waiting to go to sleep. I was laying in bed. I had closed my door. And I hear footsteps, like, pacing outside my room. And the floor was really creaky. It's like an old house, whatever. Pacing. And I'm like, what the heck is happening? So after a few minutes of pacing, I text my mom. I'm like, what are you doing out there? I thought she was, like, walking up and down the hallway. I said, are you okay? And she goes, what do you mean? And I go, I hear you walking out there. She goes, Sam, I'm in my room. I'm in bed. And I go, well, no, you're not. You were just pacing. And she goes, no, I was not. And so she got out of bed. She went down the hallway. She walked in my room. She's like, what did you hear? And as she was walking towards my room, I heard the same noise. I said, what is this? And I have no idea. And then we went downstairs and asked my grandma if she heard anything weird. And she was like, oh, yeah. I think one of the ghosts is walking around. I go, Grandma, come on.
Be for real.
Be so Lock for real. In. Lock in. So, yeah, that's my ghost story.
Oh, should I tell my ghost story?
Yes.
My ghost stories.
Okay.
So, should I tell my family ghost stories, too?
Ooh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, we'll start with long, long time ago. This was when my grandmother on my dad's side was a little girl, and she was visiting her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Her name was Grandma Founier. And her and her mother, my great grandmother, went to go check up on her because she's old and it's the 50s in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Old people just need to be checked on, I guess.
Right.
Whatever. So they see her. She's sitting in her living room, and it's like a kind of like a trailer.
Mm-hmm.
So there's parts of the house, living room, parts of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And they see her sitting in a chair, and they start knocking on the door. Grandma, Grandma, let us in. Grandma, it's us. Hey, Grandma. They watch her stand up. She goes to the left side of the house, and as she disappears from the right side of the house, Grandma Founier comes and lets them in.
Hmm.
And apparently my great-grandmother told my grandmother, she went, you will not mention this to Grandma Founier. Because apparently my family messed around with voodoo.
No.
Yes. There was nothing better to do in Louisiana at the time.
Not with the shadow man.
With the shadow man, yes.
Oh my
this
God.
This was shocking information that my family did deal with voodoo.
Did they undo all the bad stuff? Did anybody take care of that?
I have no idea.
Interesting.
Nothing of note has happened recently. I think that they were probably cursed and then they died.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They're gone. It's
I
fine.
Can't imagine. I have no qualms with any spirits.
Exactly.
I just be a.
We're
like,
chilling.
She's just a girl.
Literally just a girl.
I just. They're like, she's kind of a kind heart and a good soul.
Mm-hmm.
But another story is, so one of the aunts. So I guess it was like my dad's like great great aunt.
Mm. Okay.
So she messed with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This was back in the day when laundry rooms were not attached to the houses.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently how this story goes is, she had her laundry basket, she entered the laundry room, she turned a corner and saw a tiny head shouting at her in a language she didn't understand.
Uh-oh.
I think it possibly was an African language from how the story goes. I don't know what one. That,
oh my gosh.
And apparently chased her out of the laundry room. And then that's when she turned to God.
Okay.
And she got scared so much she decided to believe in Christianity.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my ghost stories.
Yeah.
So I've actually never seen a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I saw one at a graveyard, But it could have been my mind playing on me.
Okay.
Like, playing tricks on me. Because remember,
you're gaslighting yourself?
Before my eyes, I saw a woman in a black dress with her black hair up in a bun, and she had, like, Victorian-era clothes on.
Maybe that was real.
I don't know. I was like, I think that was fake. But, so, when my mom's mom died, my gram, I always thought her house was haunted.
Okay.
I always thought that. And I thought I was just crazy. Because I never liked being in her house at night. It was still.
Too still.
You felt like there was something always watching you in that house. Specifically in the nursery.
Oh.
When I was little, there was a desk there and a radio, and I would sit there and draw. And I could not be in that room if the closet door behind me was open. I genuinely felt like something was looking at me. And I always had this vision that there was a skeleton staring at me. I couldn't, I was like, I'm just a paranoid little kid. Like, looking back on it, I always thought it was crazy. And then, I remember I told some random people about it, and then my grandmother died. And so I remember where the house is practically empty at this point. We're clearing it all out. And I remember making like a comment to my sister and being like, I never liked the nursery in here. It's like, I always felt like there was a vibe in here. She's like, and then she told me, I always felt like there's something watching me from the closet.
Oh my God.
And she was like, when I was in there, she's like, I would always close the closet door because I didn't like that something was looking at me.
Specifically the closet.
The closet door.
Oh my God.
I would sometimes play in that closet. I always got the heebie-jeebies in there. And I don't know why, but it's very interesting because this leads to my next story.
Yeah.
So my gram dies. That night I have a dream. I'm in a blank void and there's nothing but an empty hospital bed in front of me. The feeling that she was gone. And then my sister and I, you know, whatever, we're cleaning out the house. And I had another dream a month later. The house was kind of barren at this point, but my dream, I was in the house as it was the day she died. And I remember I was staring at the fireplace. There's the mantle, all of that, a big window. I'm in her main living room. And I remember I heard voices of people that I recognized, some voices I've never heard before. And I remember them saying, like, my back is to the rest of the house. I remember them saying, like, how dare he be here? Why would he know better than to show his face? Like, you know, they're like all these comments about, like, he shouldn't be here. How dare he?
Who is he?
I turn around. I see a man that is as tall as a doorframe. He has no face. He is bald in a black trench coat. And he looks at me. I'm looking at him. I felt danger, but a peaceful danger. Like, he's not going to do anything, but he is a dangerous presence. And I remember I looked at him, we made eye contact, and it felt still, and then I woke up.
Oh.
Like, I remember, like, looking and being like, I'm in danger, but I'm okay. Like,
oh, my God.
Like, he was, like, threatening presence.
Yeah.
I'm telling my sister this story. The house is sold. We sold this house to some lesbians, by the way. I apologize if the house is haunted. Anyway, so I'm talking to my sister. And she's telling me, we're talking about our grief, whatever. Here's the crazy thing. So she had a dream a few weeks before my dream, the second dream. She tells me that she walks into the house. My gram is there at the dinner table. She sits down with her, and she starts yelling at her, how dare you do this? How could you leave us? Because fun fact, my gram died the same day my parents got divorced.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so my mom called, said it's all done, and she was in the hospital at this point, and she was like, she promised my mom, I will stay alive as long as until this gets handled. She called, hey, it's all handled. An hour later, she died.
Oh my gosh. So she said, you're done. She said,
I will hold out as long as you need me. And then once it was all, she gone.
That's crazy.
A whole week, she lasted. Anyway, so my sister sits down at the table yelling at her, how dare you do this? How dare you leave us? Our mom needed you. She's angry. And my grandmother very calmly says, I know, and I'm sorry, but I know you'll be okay without me. But I need you to know there is a man in the house, and you should never go near him. My grandmother, like, took my sister's hand and was like, do not approach the man in the house. He is dangerous.
Whoa.
And my sister was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And she never elaborated on that because she woke up after that. And then I saw the man in the house.
What does it mean?
I don't know. I think, and the fact that our dreams were...
You guys are very intuitive.
We had no idea.
No.
Because I remember she told me that dream. She was like, yeah, Grand Pony's staying away from a man in the house. How crazy is that? I remember my back was to her, and I went, she said that? Madison, I saw the man in the house. And my sister's like, what do you mean you saw the man in the house? I said I saw him in a dream. Anyway, so that was like that's my actual ghost story.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's like a dream ghost story.
And that's my scariest thing. I still see him in my brain. He looks very similar to, you know, that painting of the man in the trench coat with the apple in front of his face?
No.
He looks very similar like that. Like that, like, no face, bald man, black trench coat.
Maybe was that guy the inspiration for that painting? When was that painting made?
I don't know. Forever ago.
Maybe. But does no. Did he live over there? You know what I mean?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't
does
know.
He know the artist? There's all these questions. The questions. This is where my mind is going.
Is who made the painting?
Who made the painting?
Does... Google man in black trench coat, apple in front of face.
Okay.
Right.
That's
now.
So much. Man in...
trench coat.
Black trench coat, apple
face.
All right, speed up the process. Oh my gosh, Son of Man.
Son of Man.
Hmm.
He could look kind of like that, but like more like he was clearly bald and he didn't have a tie. He was just in a black trench coat.
1964 painting by a Belgian surrealist painter.
But no, that is my ghost story.
Wow.
And I don't know. I've never really seen a ghost other than that, but I also don't tread where they are.
No.
Do you believe in ghosts?
I mean, I do. I've seen one.
What do you think they are? Are they people? Or are they spirits? What do you think?
I think they're souls.
Okay.
I don't know if, like, what their purpose is to do here. I don't know. Because I've never seen, like, a ghost move things or whatever. Like, that scares me.
Yeah.
Showing up in the physical, being able to move things. Mm-hmm. But I believe ghosts are around. I feel like when we lose a loved one, like, they're around. Like, it's a comforting feeling to be like, oh, my gosh, you're with me.
Yeah.
So I feel like they exist in that little aspect.
Mm-hmm. And question, where do you fall? Are you religious, not religious, agnostic, atheist? Where do you fall?
What does agnostic mean?
So atheist, you don't believe in God.
Yeah.
Agnostic is you think there's a God, but you're not sure. You can't prove it, but you also can't deny it. I'm personally agnostic.
I would say agnostic.
Mm-hmm. I just don't really... This might be a hot take. Organized religion and me don't really get along.
No.
We can elaborate on that later.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, do you believe in demons?
Demons? Maybe.
Do you believe in angels?
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking to myself, like, I don't know if I believe in God, but I think demons exist, so then there must be something.
There's some sort of force.
Yeah.
For all these, like, ancient civilizations to have something, some sort of god that they look up to, no matter what they call it, there's always a source.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that nobody just made that up and ran with it.
I just remember something crazy. So, I remember we were driving to church. I was 7 or 6.
Okay.
I remember I thought so deeply about God. I have a memory of in the universe and I was thinking so hard. I gave myself a fever for 3 days.
You went up some dimensions.
I like to think that I thought too hard that God went, you're done. Like, he went,
She's getting too far.
Because I remember I was thinking about the universe and the birth of the universe and how old must God be in that case. And I remember I was like, ding, ding, ding. I was like making my way up and I got a fever.
That's crazy.
For 3 days.
Oh my gosh.
I thought so hard, I made myself seriously ill.
The gears were turning. It caught a fire.
And in that moment, I think I became a thought daughter. I think that was my birth of a thought daughter.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful.
And I think about that sometimes. Because I remember I was in church being like, I was fine when we left the house. And I remember being like, I don't feel good. And Mom was like, you're fine. And I was like, I don't feel good. She looked, I was pale. And then she did the head thing. She went, you are burning. I remember some family member was holding me for the rest of the day. Because I was so ill. I like fell asleep. Have you ever thought so hard that you made yourself ill?
No.
I don't recommend it. Sometimes I forget that I did that, and then I remember it, and I go, what the fuck?
That's the birth of the thought daughter.
That was my birth as a thought daughter. Ever since then, I've been a thinker.
Yeah.
Whether I like it or not, I've been a thinker.
The thinker.
I'm the thinker. That's why you call me the thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Because once I thought too hard about God and religion and life, that I snapped.
That's so funny.
The ripe age of 6.
Wow. Yeah. Look at you. Starting them young.
Don't recommend it.
Wow.
Ignorance was bliss.
Hey. But now you're the thought daughter.
Yeah.
I can't get over that.
Yeah. Well, okay. Now here's another question.
Okay.
So you believe in demons?
Mm-hmm.
Questionable.
Yeah.
Question mark. Believe in angels? Question mark.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on angel numbers?
I love angel numbers. I look up angel numbers all the time. Whether it's like my phone battery percentage and the time, or like I saw the same number here versus right here. You know what I mean? I'm just like, ooh, what's this angel number? I look it up, angel number, and there's a blog. It's Joanne Sacred Scribes or whatever it is. It's Joanne, my girl Joanne. I love reading hers because it gives you the numerology. Like it gives you the actual number. Like let's say the number 38. Mm-hmm. It'll be number 38. And then she'll give you the meaning of the numerology for number 3 and number 8. And then 3 plus 8. 3 plus 8. 11. So 1 plus 1.
You're just blankly staring at each other. Like, you do that. You figure it out.
I had 11 in my mind, but I went, I don't want to be stupid.
May I ask you? Okay. I know you're chit-chatting.
Yeah.
What is your number? You know that number thing?
Mm-hmm.
What's your number?
My number thing?
Because you know like how there's like one, if you're 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever, what your number is? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Mine's 6. And I think that's the mother number. Like that's the nurturing number. I could be wrong.
We did my number one time and I forget what it is.
Real.
Okay. We'll have to circle back to that at one time.
No.
Yeah. No, I love numerology. I love the angel numbers. Really? It's great. Yeah. It doesn't like guide me. Like I don't make my life decisions on it, but like
if you see it, you go.
If I see it, I go, ooh, okay. That's and then usually it's just like, it tells you you're in the right direction. I go, I'm doing great. And it just like kind of reaffirms me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what about you?
Do I believe in it?
Yeah.
I think it's fun. I don't know if I do.
Mm-hmm.
I've been seeing them a lot lately.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's, do I notice it a lot lately, or am I making sure I notice it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, am I just being more aware
I think, now? Yeah. I think most people, now they notice, like, the 555s or the 444s, blah,
What's
blah,
your
blah.
Number you see the most?
I don't think I have a number that I see the most.
I do.
Yeah?
222 or 111.
Mm.
I see those a lot.
Okay.
Constantly. Like, sometimes I'll send voice memos, and a lot of them are 111. And I'm like...
And that's meant to be. Like, you're not doing that on purpose. No. It just happens to be there.
I just wrap up my thoughts at 111.
Mm-hmm.
But I notice those two numbers the most. I've never really seen a number past 2.
Okay.
I don't see any of those. I always see 1s and 2s. And 2 is my lucky number.
Mm. Okay.
So... If you ever hear stomping, we've got some kids up here always running. It could be midnight. This kid's fucking running around.
Go to sleep, child.
And they have a dog that barks all the time.
Roof, roof, roof.
Mm-hmm.
Hate it.
This has been really good. Should we wrap it up?
I think we should wrap it up.
I feel like we've been yapping for a little more than usual.
Exactly. This
is a Halloween episode, though.
Halloween special.
We had a lot to crack in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ghost stories, numerology.
Thinking so hard about God.
Yeah.
Yeah, just normal things.
Exactly.
Just girly girl things.
Just a girly girl.
With a girly secret. Yeah, well, I'm going to hold my Chaos Emerald for this.
Mm-hmm.
So, would you like to...
Sally.
Word. So, we would like to thank you guys so much for tuning into the Halloween episode of this podcast that has yet to been who have been named.
Uh-huh.
We'll see how many episodes we can crack out before we actually pick a name.
I
think that would be funny. Thank you guys for listening and watching and leaving your comments as we asked earlier. I forget what we wanted you to comment about.
Something. And then also let us know what you are for Halloween.
Yeah. What did you guys... So what is your deadly sin? What's your angel one? And then what's your costume? And does that correlate with those? Please
Ooh,
let us know.
Introspection.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's really it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you in episode 5.
Bye.